You're listening to the Wedding People podcast, hosted by Rhianna Elizabeth and Rebecca Brennan Brown.
On this podcast, we talk about all things wedding. So if you're getting married and want to know wedding planner secrets, this is the show for you.
In this podcast, we may say the odd naughty word. So if you don't want to hear us dropping the F-bomb, we suggest that you listen to us later.
You can find more helpful information and show notes at www.theweddingpeoplepodcast.com. We hope you enjoy today's episode. What would you like to talk about today, Rhianna?
I would like to talk about the coronavirus, Rebecca.
Oh, okay, fun. I don't really know how you introduce this, to be fair.
What a pain in the arse it is.
Yeah, mate. Oh, I think, to be fair, for the listener benefit, I think me and you have had enough of this already, haven't we?
It's just, it feels very apocalyptic, like people rushing to the shops and buying antibacterial hand wash, running out of Dettol, people going on like mass tinned food purchases. Everyone is just absolutely panicking. I get it. I get the panic.
Yeah. But I think the purpose of this podcast is not to panic. Like it's the complete opposite. We're not doing this to try and worry anyone.
No.
Or to try and make you scared about what might happen. The point in this is just to kind of share a bit of information, because it may or may not affect you. Like, we don't really know at the moment, and obviously we get a lot of questions about it. So it's more information sharing, but the bottom line of everything is don't panic, really.
Yeah. I think that's what we had a lot of people talking about it. We've experienced a lot of situations and statements coming through. For example, I'm working on a large exhibition style event in London, which is going to be taking place in the next 4 weeks. So I've had people who are exhibiting contacting me, worrying. A wedding in Italy in the next 4 weeks, with guests travelling from the States. So we've had to experience all different kinds of things. And we popped up a poll, didn't we, on Instagram, basically saying, are you concerned about the coronavirus and your wedding? And it's quite interesting that 55% have said yes and 45% have said no. So it's quite an even split.
When I looked at it this morning, it was way more swayed on yes, concerned. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see what that ends up as at the end of 24 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're just going to talk a bit about, because we've both had to deal with this more for events than weddings, we're just going to talk a bit about like what to expect, what your insurance policy may or may not cover you for, what we advise that you do, and all of that sort of thing. But it's really important to note, we have done our research, but we are not lawyers, we are not giving you legal advice, we are not saying that you must follow any of our advice, this is just our opinion, it's up to you to make your own decisions.
Yes, and also I want to say that the most important thing that you can do in this current situation is keep yourself as healthy and clean, clean, as in your hands, wash your hands. Like, I spoke to my aunt before this. She's actually in events, believe it or not. My family run a production company up in Preston. But she used to be a nurse, and she said the main thing that people need to do is just be very diligent and keep yourself healthy. I think everyone's panicking. Oh my God, my wedding. Oh my God, this. There is a virus out there. The most important thing that you can do is try and, protect yourself as much as you can. Being diligent with washing your hands, keeping yourself away from those who are coughing, just generally keeping yourself as healthy as you can, I think is the most important thing that you can tell people at the moment.
Yeah, and that's going to be like my underlying point of all of this. And I've written about this with corporate stuff quite a few times now. It's really hard to know where you actually stand on this because of how the press reports it.
Exactly.
Like Twitter and the Daily Mail are so poisonous in situations like this, because so many, I guess fake news is the right term for it, like just completely blows it out of proportion. Like I had sort of seen things last week of people genuinely treating it like the apocalypse.
I know.
And the government risk at the time was still like super low. And if you go and look on the government website, you'll see their advice and their information, and it's updated daily. So I keep an eye on that at the moment, as to what they're saying to do. And but the government haven't advised that any events get cancelled, any gatherings of over X amount of people were cancelled. So nothing like that. Like, the threat was only raised from low to moderate, not yesterday, the day before. So, like, it's only been fairly recent. Worth pointing out as well, we are recording this on Thursday, the 5th of March. So if any of this information is out of date, that's just how podcasts work.
Yeah, yeah. Just echoing that we're not professional health workers, lawyers, insurance companies. Like, this is literally just based on, this is a thing that's happening, and it's quite a big thing that's happening. So we thought we would discuss it. And the whole point of podcasting is to share opinions and share how we're, what we're experiencing. And, you know,
yeah, because I know you're worried about it for your wedding, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I thought about it because I've got family travelling from the States, Australia, hopefully, if they can make it, and Ireland. Like, people are coming from all over. So I'm like, is this going to affect the travel? Because as we've recorded today, Flybe, the airline, that's kind of gone into a bit of chaos today. So I think that's made, that's fueled the fire of panic of, oh my gosh, you know, airplane line, you know, it's airline, sorry, is I think they've gone bust. I think that's what the current situation
is.
Yeah,
I think they went bust.
But a lot of people are saying, are they using the coronavirus as an excuse? You just don't know. The thing is, nothing is happening. It's kind of like that limbo stage. So I then prompted and started researching wedding insurance for myself, because although we've said this many times before, regardless of this current situation, we highly recommend, once you start, well, the minute that you've booked your wedding and start paying for things, that you get yourself some insurance cover, not for this alone, just in general. I have done a little bit of research, as has Rebecca, on some current insurance companies. I initially looked at John Lewis and Weddinsure. And in regards to what insurance companies offer, it's not too dissimilar. And I've decided that Weddinsure offer the best cost and cover for myself. And that's not me saying that you must go and, you know, book your insurance with them. You have to read every single person's terms and conditions. Check out the frequently asked questions on the website. There's a lot of information. But to give you an example of how many people are panicking, they usually get between 15 and 20 inquiries a day at Weddinsure. And I was speaking to Mark from the company today, and they are exceeding around 150 to 200 a day now due to the coronavirus.
Which I think is fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's absolutely fine. And like, I think that's the best thing to do with all of this sort of thing going on, where there's so much uncertainty, you're just looking for where you can find certainty. So it's absolutely fine to call your insurance provider and ask them questions and give them scenarios and that sort of thing, and get them to give you an answer. Like Rihanna said, we've both done a bit of research. So we've both called around a few companies. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to John Lewis, and John Lewis are always who I would recommend. And also Gordon spoke to Wedplan, who were another one of the highest ranking ones on Google. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to quite a few other companies as well. And it's quite clear when you're speaking to them that this is all new for them as well.
Exactly.
Like, they don't necessarily have policies in place that will, like, they don't necessarily know how to respond. So when we're calling them and saying to them, okay, but what happens when this and this happens, and what happens when this and this happens, like, they don't necessarily have those answers prepared. So it's fine to call them and have those conversations with them. We found that pretty much all of them were saying loosely the same thing.
Yes. So in regards to what they can and can't cover, a lot of the insurance company websites, they have separate information on this current outbreak. So the majority, well, I think all of them that we've looked at so far, they don't cover cancellation or rearrangement due to travel bans, flight cancellation, a government act if they start banning social and public gatherings, and travel restrictions. So there is quite a lot that they won't cover when it comes to this virus.
Yeah, so the key thing that you've just said there about this is they will not cover you if the government ban public gatherings, for example. Mm-hmm. So that your wedding would be considered a public gathering in that sense.
Yeah.
So if the government say, that's it, no public gatherings over 20 people or whatever, you're not going to be covered.
No.
Like, so if your venue then cancels because they can't have that many people in the building, there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to be covered.
Yeah, and that would be across the board, because I get it as well, because at the end of the day, if this actually happens, that is so many people that they wouldn't be able to. That would then take your £150 insurance up to like a £900 kind of plus insurance, because how can they cover that kind of situation? Every company would go bust, I'm assuming.
I agree with you in a certain extent, but I also completely disagree in that, like, I completely understand what you're saying, but if you looked at it like a car, if you looked at it as a car insurance, if you crashed your car, you would want to pay out, regardless of the fact that 10 people down the road have just crashed their cars too.
That's
the reason that you pay for insurance, so is so that you're covered in a situation. And I think I genuinely think it's quite annoying, actually, and borderline unfair that now that something has happened, they're putting in all these conditions to get out of it.
Well, I spoke to Mark at Weddinshaw, and he actually said that when it comes to government acts, that is a usual listing anyway. Because it's so vast and no one knows when things like this are going to happen. Like, you've had bird flu, swine flu, SARS. Is it SARS? It is SARS, isn't it? Yeah. All of these things have happened in the past that they must have already had some kind of right. Well, if there's a government act, how can they? How can they cover that? Because that is literally every single person. But at the same time, I am equally frustrated because I am also getting married. So I kind of put myself in a scenario of, well, what if that happens on my wedding? But that's when I would suggest talking to all of your suppliers and your venue that you've got booked, and actually talking to them as well and finding out, okay, well, are you going to be a decent human and let me change my date or postpone it? You know, we're trying to not use the word cancel as such within this industry and trying to say more postpone, because cancel is such a harsher kind of draw a line under it, that's it. And I think you need to start saying postpone more than cancel. And we actually had an email from a PR team actually mentioning this to us yesterday, and it's so true.
Yeah. And I think, just going back to the positives with the insurance thing, although that's basically the one scenario where you're pretty fucked, to be honest. Like, there's not really another way of putting it. Like, that's the only scenario where you end up like that, though. If someone from your catering company gets coronavirus and therefore they can't deliver your wedding, you can claim for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine on most of them. Like, all of these things that we're saying, just check with your own insurance provider. But that's definitely the case with John Lewis, and it's definitely the case with Wedplan. So anything like that, anything where most of the time the immediate bridal party is covered as well. So if you had to cancel your wedding because your head bridesmaid, mum, sister, close family relative got coronavirus, you're going to be covered for that as well. So there are some things that it does cover for. It's just that government thing.
And they would cover if someone at your venue, because there was an outbreak at the venue itself within like the staff or something like that, then again, that should be covered too. But like, please always check the policies, call people, read things, do research. We're literally just kind of taking based on research that we found today, because we thought it might be helpful.
And I've read the contracts, and as I always bang on about reading contracts, I've read the contracts, but sometimes they just don't make sense to a human being. So that's going back to what I said earlier about, like, you can call them. It's okay to call them if you don't understand the language in the contracts.
I think this is just also, there's so many situations that happen that are outside of our control. And I just think this is not us saying, buy insurance today now for this reason. It's just good to have insurance in general. We were always going to cover an episode about it, and we'll revisit it again, you know, maybe on a day when it's not as kind of, this is the situation that we're launching this on.
If you are worried and you want to kind of know where you are, because I think that's the most scary thing about this, is that we don't really know what's going to happen. It's hard to kind of, the unpredictability of it, I guess. So if you do want to get a bit more control over the situation and a bit more of an understanding, I would suggest that you get in contact with all of your key suppliers. So that would be your, some wedding planners would do this for you. But I would get in touch with all of your key suppliers, like your venue, your caterers, your band, your all of those key people that are really important, and ask them what precautions they're taking with regards to the coronavirus and at what point they're going to cancel. So what you're looking for as a response is something along the lines of, if the government increase the risk level to high, then we will cancel the event. Some sort of like definitive answer from them would be good to have. It might be hard to get them to commit to that though, because I'm trying to think about, like, if I was answered that, if I was asked that question, I think my response would be just to follow government advice. But yeah, I think it's important to ask them what precautions they're taking, what point they'll cancel the event, and then what their policy would be if they did have to cancel the event. So like we really were saying earlier, will they reschedule it? Will you have to pay any fees? Will there be a refund? Are you just going to be able to transfer your booking? Like all of those sort of things. Then at least you know where you stand.
I think that's what it is. It's just the unknown, and that's completely understandable. But obviously taking into consideration that this is probably the largest kind of outbreak scenario that we've, obviously there's been others, but this seems to be so much more intense. And I think that's what it is. Just don't panic. Panic makes everything worse. And I think that just escalates things and makes everyone kind of go into like not thinking straight. So step back, research, talk to people, get advice, rather than sit there shooting and go, oh my God, what's this? What's this? What's this? Just ring. And, you know, like Mark from Weddinshaw, when I spoke to him, they're so informative, as was John Lewis when you rang them. It's just, it's worth just speaking to people. I actually do have some cost breakdowns here, just for what you're kind of looking at when it comes to insurance and what prices people usually charge. Weddinshaw, they've got around 9 levels of cover, starting from £29 to £220. And it's always a one-off payment, up to £70,000 wedding budget. And it's around £50 for the excess fee. We do have a 10% discount code, which Weddinshaw have kindly given our listeners, and that would be the wedding people. So if you're looking at insuring with them, there's a little bit of help for you there. John Lewis have 6 levels of cover, ranging from £60 to £310, and they go up to £100,000 wedding budget, which is a bit more than Weddinshaw. Similar excess fees again. And then Debenhams have 5 levels of cover, from £61 to £210, and I think they'll go up to about £65,000. So everyone has different tiers, different brackets, so it's not like you have to have just one fixed rate. Everyone tries to work to all kinds of scenarios.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that that discount code there is not an affiliate link or anything like that. Like, we don't earn any money from that whatsoever.
No.
It's just to, purely to help you out. And I think that you should get wedding insurance. Yeah, I just think wedding insurance is important, full stop.
Yeah. Well, think about it. You insure a car, you insure your, if you're going on a plane. You insure travel insurance. Why would you not insure something which is technically one of the biggest days of your lives? There is so much that it does cover you for. Wedding gifts, usually up to like £12,000. You know, like I said, wedding attire, just so much. So really do look into it, because I think it's just worth a peace of mind, because then you are able to kind of relax a little bit more, that you do have some kind of safeguard. Yeah. Safe. So I hope this has been a little bit more insightful.
So bottom line is, do not panic.
Yes.
It will not be the end of the world.
No.
Check the government advice. Do not get tricked by the Daily Mail and Twitter into believing things that are not true. Mm-hmm. Check your wedding insurance and make sure you know what you are and aren't covered for. And ask your suppliers if you're still feeling unsure.
Oh, don't snog random people. Wash your hands. You know.
Did you just say don't snog random people?
Yeah, well, yes, that's a tip.
You're talking to presumably engaged people.
Oh, yeah, well, don't do that in general. But I'm just saying, don't go around kissing everyone, you know? Like, just be sensible. If you're on public transport and you're touching handrails and all sorts of things, just wash your hands. It is. It's. I know it sounds really silly, but there are a lot of people who don't wash their hands.
Yeah, the amount of times.
Just wash your hands in general, please. But you go to the toilet and you watch someone not wash their hands, it's like, ew.
Oh, you know what I just said about don't believe stupid shit on Twitter?
Yeah.
This one I've seen loads of recently.
Go on.
That wedding dresses are getting stuck in China. That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Viruses can't survive on objects like that.
Yeah.
So, no.
Don't panic about that.
Said the government.
My dress arrived from Australia, so that's all good. It literally flew and it's there. I got a call. So, dresses are still getting to where they need to get to. So, don't panic about stuff like that.
Mm. All right, anything else?
Well, I think that's it. I feel like I've been very sensible and informative today.
Thank you for talking to me about wedding insurance today.
You're welcome, Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Wedding People podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. And don't forget, you can always get in touch via the details on our show notes. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you can tune in to our next episode.